Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the morning shift, and there's some news coming out about Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. And per Sports Illustrated, well, Cousins is planning to wait until after the NFL draft to facilitate a trade from the team. The reason for being patient is for the 37-year-old quarterback to find a team where he can start and not have a rookie waiting in the wings to take his job.
Yeah, and the correct and in the way, you know, it's funny because the report was is he will refuse to waive his no trade clause until after the draft to make sure that team didn't draft. And you know what's funny is this is literally what we kind of remember yesterday when we talked about Aaron Rodgers, and we were like, well, what could be the holdup be? And I said, well, maybe it's he's like, yeah, I want to make sure. It also, I'm going to say something, and I have been, the whole thing about was he hurt, wasn't he, right? It's no doubt that he had treatment after the Saints game for a week. And then he stopped having treatment.
Right.
And he said it was a clerical error. All right. Then he comes out and said he was injured because at the Super Bowl, because in his words, when he was benched, I didn't forget how to play the position. Then you report this. So clearly, so to me, if I'm going to do the conspiracy theory, read between the lines thing, right? You know what I'm hearing?
What do you got?
I'm hearing that you were never hurt. Maybe you were a little banged up. Then you got healthy again. But because you had some bad games, you got in your own head in that Vegas game. And because you were afraid of being benched, so you put extra pressure. And so the fact of the matter is he lived with the fact that that Penix was there to take his job, and it was a factor in his mental when he was playing. And so now he's like, I don't want to deal with that again. So I don't want to go anywhere with a young quarterback to deal behind me. So if one little hiccup happens in the season, I'm going to be back mentally fearing to lose my job.
Yeah, I didn't see this news that way.
That's what I saw.
You said conspiracy theory. I think you're probably spot on with that. A little bit of a leap for me. I don't know why, and I don't know where the leap comes from that he doesn't want to be back in the situation, so he lied about being hurt. And I understand what you're saying. I just think that's a little bit too far.
My point is that he lied about being hurt, so people didn't think that he lost his edge, the yips, and couldn't play the position from a mental thing.
I agree. I understand what you're saying. I just think from this particular news, that's not what I gathered from it. I just gathered that he didn't like the fact that Penix was drafted behind him, and he doesn't want that situation to happen again. I've tried to, and I still continue to try to give people's perspective from what I think Kirk Cousins is feeling you know, in that locker room or when that happened or in his meeting with Arthur Blank or whatever it may be. I'm really starting to get irritated with his agent, though, because there is a lot of agent games going on with this entire scenario. We won't do this. We will do this. Bottom line is, dude, you're not going to do anything. And if you are, if you're trying to force some sort of hand, I have said this all along. You've said this all along. I genuinely believe they don't care about him being traded. I think it's like, if it happens, cool. Like, we'll take a third round pick or whatever you might want to do. But I genuinely believe they would be fine. And all this, you know, all this stuff kind of coming out about him, you know, holding on to the trade clause or not coming to, you know, offseason workouts, whatever it may be. I don't think Terry's worried about it, dude. I really don't. Like, I think he's just fine. And I think this is a lot of agent games in the background saying, well, this has got to happen or that's going to happen. The problem is, if you're Kirk Cousins and you're this agent's playing games, you're going to find yourself standing up at the end of musical chairs. And I think that that's what they need to be really, really heavily considering. You're waiting for a team that won't sign Aaron Rodgers and isn't going to draft a quarterback by the end of next month. I don't think it's going to happen. Like, we're running out of seats here. Like, who is that team going to be that's going to be looking at Kirk Cousins as the quarterback of the future and the bridge quarterback to next year's draft? I don't see it. I don't know who's out there like that.
So Albert Breer, friend of the show, he obviously is with Sports Illustrated, MMQB. He had this to say. He said, if, say, Rodgers picks the Steelers this week, I'd expect that the Giants and Cleveland Browns would have at least some interest in making a move for Atlanta's Falcons' very pricey backup, referring to Kirk Cousins. And he said, ditto for the Steelers if they strike out on Rodgers. And he said, a big key then becomes Cousins' possession of the no-trade clause in his contract.
Yeah, I trust Albert. I just don't – I don't really see – it didn't make no sense to me for the Giants. I just think it makes zero sense.
Wait, why? Because they don't have – I mean, and I'm not – hopefully Jameis can turn the corner and pray away the interception demons like he said. But you've got Jameis and you've got Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, well, I think you draft someone. I mean, I think that's what makes sense. I think – to me, that's why – and that you're right. If you don't have anything, and I don't think – if you're – if Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are – if they're – their plan is for Jameis Winston to save their jobs. I mean, they might as well go ahead and clean their offices out today.
Do you think that because of how everything played out last year and people repeatedly playing those clips of Saquon Barkley, that maybe they feel, I don't know, maybe some sort of pressure to try to hit some sort of home run? And maybe that's not in the draft, and maybe that's going after Kirk Cousins, where do they pick again? That's what I got to
know. They are fourth or fifth.
Fourth? Okay.
Yeah.
Assuming the Titans are going to take
Cam Ward.
We'll get to his pro day in a little bit.
Based on what they did yesterday, they pretty much put all their eggs in that basket from a public standpoint, unless it's a grandstand to maybe make someone panic like the Giants and trade up for Cam Ward. It doesn't make any sense to me, though, for the Giants to bring in Kirk. Their plan to go to battle is Kirk Cousins and Jameis Winston. To me, if you draft Shador, if you believe in him, at least you can say, well, if Shador has just an okay season, you can say, look, we found the future. He got better. We were competitive with him. And you don't want to pull the rug out from a rookie quarterback. But you go in there with Kirk Cousins and Jameis Winston, that thing goes bad. You won't make it through half the season. That's not the swing. I would have been swinging for Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson if I'm the Giants and think that I'm trying to save my job.
I'm thinking it doesn't look point. Like, at least according to what's all out there, it doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers is in the market. I think he already told him no or something like that. Yeah, Wasn't that the report that came out? So
I think Russell Wilson really is the veteran in play for there if they don't draft someone. But to me, that would be a better – because I think with that said, you at least saw Russell play. You kind of know – but I don't. But again, I don't think Russell Wilson's the answer either. That guy lost six straight games last year with a good running game – and one of the better defenses in the NFL. So I'm not, including a playoff game, If I'm the Giants, I'm trying to save my job with a rookie and showing that I can grow with it. If I believe in one.
Yeah. How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm with you on that. And I wonder in the end what role kind of, you know, the Jackson Darts, the Jalen Milroes of the world kind of play in this entire scenario. Because we know the Steelers had dinner. I know that Jackson Dart is a name that continues to kind of buzz as a guy who could climb. And some people kind of look as a sleeper in that situation. And Shadur, if he's there at four, whenever the Giants pick, then I think that that's definitely in play as well. I don't know why you would go out if you're the Giants and sign Jameis Winston and then say we need to trade for Kirk Cousins. If you mention it, Jameis is one to pray away the interceptions. Kirk Cousins better start praying too. I mean, it's not like this guy. What was it, 18-17? His touchdown interception ratio.
18-16.
It was awful. It was awful. And you know, that's Daniel Jones was, I think, 8-7 on his touchdown interceptions last year. And then they let him go. And Jameis Winston was among, you know, he was similar ratio. Like they're all kind of similar guys. I don't know why you would move on from Daniel Jones and then say, hey, we're going to sign a combination of Jameis and Kirk. So I'm with you. I think the Giants are out, and it goes back to my original point. I think Kirk needs to be very careful where he's at in the next month. If you're going to come out here and start pushing things around or your agent, because I really genuinely don't think this is Kirk. I think Kirk trusts his agent, and his agent has done right by him throughout his career. But I think if you're the agent, you're going, well, hey, we're going to push our chest out. We're going to, you know, we're going to make that. We're going to see if we can pressure somebody into something. Dude, you've lost your mind. Like, you're at a point right now where I don't think you're as highly coveted as you were, obviously, a year ago. And, you know, if somebody wants to come calling for you as a trade partner at 37 years old, doesn't matter what they're doing in the draft, you might want to jump on that, dude, because otherwise you're probably going to be riding the pine here in Atlanta.
Because I don't see how anywhere else out of the teams that need to go after a quarterback, I don't see where else he could land where he wouldn't be in the backup veteran role unless it is Cleveland.
Yeah.
That Cleveland thing, I think is – I know everyone talks about it. Here's one.
But I'm just going off of Brewer's,
I know.
Stuff, the Giants and Cleveland.
Yeah, and I understand that. I'm not. That's it's not aimed at you. I just feel like the Cleveland thing's far fetched because of the. I know that they have money.
I don't
now
put anything past that franchise.
Well, yeah, I just think that Cleveland thinks that they have the upper hand and they don't. See, this is the thing that why I don't blame Kirk's agent at all. A, he's keeping Kirk's name in the news. He's reminding, don't forget about Kirk Cousins. Don't forget, because the more you hear Kirk Cousins' name, the more teams remember that he's out there. Not that they would forget, but you always want to keep your name in the news cycle in this kind of situation because you're trying to stay hot. The other thing, but to me, the Cleveland thing just seems far-fetched because Cleveland has never wanted to give anything up. To your point, don't put anything past it. Don't put it past it. They just still will make terrible moves. And to me,
this could be considered
well, but I think in their mind, they think somehow they have the upper hand, which they don't, and they're trying to hold out hope that Atlanta will give them something for nothing. And I just don't think the Falcons feel that way. I think that I do. I am locked into the Falcons are like, hey, we'll go into training camp with him on this roster unless you decide to give us something, because I'm not taking a six-round pick and paying half his and 26 and paying half his salary to watch him throw interceptions in Cleveland. I'd rather him sit on my bench. And I'm okay with that. As a Falcons fan, I'm very much okay with that because you're not giving something away for nothing. And that's smart business.
Yeah, and here's the other end of that. And I know this was, talked about it last week just a little bit, when Albert Breer reported that he's not coming to offseason workouts. That just to me, again, this goes back to the way I feel about the agent right now. That to me is not a Kirk Cousins thing. Kirk Cousins is not the kind of guy that, from what I've seen, is going to be like, man, I ain't coming. You know what I mean? It just doesn't seem to be him. But again, keeping his name in the news cycle, making other teams understand that he's unhappy and wants to move on, maybe leverage, trying to leverage for another team. But again, him not coming off season workouts, okay, fine. I'd rather Penix get the bulk of those reps anyways, build the timing with the receivers and do all that other stuff. I don't really care if Kirk Cousins is there for the first couple OTAs.
And voicing your displeasure is also trying to, put some pressure on outside teams to make a move, but more so on the franchise that you're with. Because if you're acting like you're unhappy, then, maybe they'll want to get rid of you. I don't know if that's going to work like that when you got this much money on the line.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.